all in it and stir it up. And put it in the refrigerator. And unless the weather's real cold, if the weather's real cold, it'll keep it out. And then so when it gets cold, it'll jelly form in it, you know, and you slice it like lunch meat, anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's real good when it's cold.
Did you ever hear of anything made out of the blood?
Yeah, I heard people say that they took the blood and made blood pies. But I ain't never, I was born for, that was out of date, I reckon, when I was born, because Mama never did make them.
Say if you had butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say the butter was
spoiled.
Or it was tasted a little
old.
Okay. And thick sour milk that you keep, you call that?
Well, some people called it a glabber.
Okay. Is there anything you can make from that?
Yeah. Make cottage cheese from it.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you have to do after milking?
Well, you strain it, and you put it in the refrigerator and let the drip of butter rise on it, and skim your butter off, and get your cream off, and just keep that clabber there. And when you know, it's in a form. A picture of whatever it's in, you know, when it clabbers, it's in a form. Mm-hmm. And you can take it and skim your grease off, your butter off, your butter fat off, and then chip it up and make your cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. And say you might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and pour that over pie. What would you call that sweet liquid that you make, you know?
Call that wait a minute, I'll tell you in a minute.
What would you call that a dressing or a dip or a sauce?
We call it sauce. We call it sauce.
Okay. And someone has a good appetite, you'd say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay.
I've heard that lots of times, haven't you?
What about vittles?
So he sure can hide the vittles. Like I was talking about Mr. You know, vegetables. I said, I took that Mr. but he don't let him eat no vegetables much.
And some that's maybe made out of apples, it's kind of like a pie.
Apple butter.
Well, it's something like a pie. It's got several layers of
cobblers. Apple cobbler.
What's that like?
Well, you cook your apples till they're done. And you make up some dough. Some people just buy this big quick, you know, Bisquick and use that, you know. But you make up your dough, and if you're making it with flour, you make it up and you roll it out real thin. And you put your apples on and let them get up. And then you put your layer of apples and a layer of batter, you know, the dough. And lay that, and you drink your little cinnamon or whatever kind you like, you know, flavored in it. And you put, of course, you sweeten your apples.
And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a
lunch.
Okay.